Slice Your Age, episode 24.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hi, Dave. It's Kevin Scott from Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks for all of your advice over these past few months. I've made a lot of really simple changes to my daily routine, and because of them, I've never felt better.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Slice Your Age. I am Dr. David Matto, and it's fantastic to have you on the show with me today. I have got a great show. On this show, I'm going to be giving you some secrets that I have never revealed on this podcast yet. I've got 17 of them. You're going to love them. They're going to help you. They're going to improve your life like crazy. And I've got a special guest with me sitting right here who knows, I think, every one of these secrets that's going to be helping me out with them. I'm going to introduce this special guest in just a few seconds. I've got a couple things I want to tell you before we get started. First of all, I am having a contest. Yes, I've got this kind of referral contest going. It's on Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com/sliceyourage, and if you just simply like my page, your name gets put in the hat and you could win a $25 gift certificate to Starbucks or to it's Amazon, Starbucks or Amazon. How can anybody forget Amazon? So if you just simply like the page, Slice Your Age on Facebook, you'll get put in a hat for a $25 gift certificate to Starbucks or Amazon. And also if you share the post that describes the contest, if you share that post with your friends on your Facebook page, your name will get put in a second time, so you'll have a double chance to win that gift card to Starbucks or Amazon. $25, can't go wrong. It takes you a second to like the page. It takes you maybe another 5 seconds to share it. So get put in there, and I hope you win. Few other things before we get going. I got a message the other day on Facebook from Scott Mankin. Scott messaged me and said he is so happy to report that he has lost 33.7 pounds since he's been following me, my posts on Facebook, my podcast, Slice Your Age, et cetera, et cetera. Congratulations, Scott. That is really fantastic. And I know you must be feeling great. And just to know that I've helped you, even if I was only part of the help, it's just so great to hear from my listeners, from my friends, from my fans, and when I hear great news like that. So, Scott, congratulations. Thanks so much for sharing. Keep it going. This is a lifestyle. Remember, it's not just a one-time thing. Keep it going, Scott. And I am from, of course, still recording from my Colorado studio in beautiful Breckenridge. And if you want to go back and listen to episode 22, I give, I think it's about 5 secrets how I figured out how to lose weight in Colorado. Now, you do not have to be in Colorado to lose weight. You can be anywhere, but it's kind of like my Colorado weight loss secrets. Every time I come here, I lose weight, and I figured out exactly why. And I know it can be done from anywhere, so certainly check that out. So anyway, I'm going to be talking to you about 17 things that I do in my life that I've literally never talked about on this show before. And I'm about to reveal them, but sitting right next to me, I have got somebody named Yoko Matto. She's been a guest on my show before. She happens to be my wife. And the reason I'm having her on the show is because she knows every single one of these 17 secrets that I do. She does many of them, not all, but many of them. And she's going to kind of confirm that, yeah, if you do some of these or all of these, your life is going to be just so improved. You're going to feel better. You're going to see so many improvements in your life. So, Yoko, how's it going? Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready to get into these? Because you're going to have to help me with some of them, especially number one. And you know, I'll tell you why in a second. But, Yoko, you don't do every single one of these. I do, but I think you do most of them. And I just want you to hear to kind of fill in the blanks or confirm that these things really work and make your life better.
Okay.
You ready to go?
Yep.
Well, number one, we'll just go right in order. And also, I want to make it very clear that they're not really in any order. So in other words, number one is no more important than number 17. They're very, very randomized. Take notes if you like. Listen to them. As I said, do a few of them. Do all of them. But you're going to notice a tremendous difference. Number one is, my secret is I take a bath every single day. Yeah. Now, every day that I can, because Yoko, you know, when I travel, sometimes I'm in a hotel room that doesn't really have a bathtub. And at home, we have got a really nice, pretty large soaking tub / jacuzzi. And we both spend a lot of time in there every morning. You're in there a lot longer than I am. I'm in there at least 10 minutes, usually a little bit longer than that, 10 to 15 minutes. I just find it, I've got a morning ritual. I've told everybody about a morning ritual. This is just part of my morning ritual. And it's so relaxing. And I think it's extremely healthy. Now, something we add to the bath, you have to help me on this one, Yoko. It's some type of Japanese bath powder.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think that's kind of what makes it almost magical.
I usually get the bath powder from a Japanese grocery shop, and that powder, it's same as bath salt.
Bath salt, same as bath salt?
Yeah, but I think more that makes more skin much softer.
I've noticed a tremendous difference in my skin since we started using the Japanese bath powder. It's just, it's got this beautiful smell to it, which I can hardly describe. It's so beautiful. And you can just tell it's really working into your skin and doing some kind of miracle stuff. I know that. Let's do this, Yoko. I don't know if my guests or my listeners know this, but after every single episode, I post about two, it takes about 2 days, but I post very, very detailed show notes on SliceYourAge.com. So while each show is up there and you can listen to the podcast, I also have detailed show notes explaining anything, maybe giving a link to something. So let's make it a point to give a link to or information how anybody can get these this special Japanese bath powder. Can we figure it out?
Okay.
I know we usually go into a store in New York or online. So okay, if we go online.
That's online. Last time we got what's from Japan.
Right from Japan. Well,
it was a little expensive to
a little bit expensive. We're gonna figure it out. We're gonna help our listeners find this Japanese bath powder in the US if at all possible. We'll do our best. Because I think it's really a miracle stuff. Anyway, let's get on to number two because we have 17 of them. We don't want to spend.
Really?
We have 17 secrets. Yeah.
Bath is so good?
Why is a bath so good? You tell me.
Well, bath is even a little water. We can get water pressure on your body so that it's increase your circulation. And it's not only hot water that of course hot water, hot shower makes your body warmer, but water pressure is good. And then if you feel too hot, you don't have to sink.
You don't have to submerge yourself or you don't have to be all the way inside the bath.
Your heart is above the hot water,
right?
You can stay longer.
So as long as your heart is higher than the water level, you can stay longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can make sweat, and then it makes your skin softer.
I'll tell you something. I think it's a magical part of the day, and I know a lot of people kind of make fun of, a guy taking baths? You must be fill in the blank. But I love my bath. I'm proud of it, and I really do think it adds to my health. I swear to you. I think it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm hooked. Let's get on to number two.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to say about bath? Because you have more to say about a bath?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because I love bath.
Keep talking about bath. And this is going to be a 5-hour podcast. I'm like, go ahead.
Okay. When I was just taking shower, maybe when I was in New Orleans or something, my legs was more puffy.
Mm-hmm.
But once every morning I started to take bath, my legs got much not skinnier, but no puffiness.
No swelling, no puffiness at all.
Right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And you attribute that to the bath.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I'm hooked. You don't have to, you don't have to convince me. I take one every day. I love them. And it's a really, really important part of my morning. And I think it's a great, I think there are great health benefits
right.
derived from that.
Even somebody who has like a shoulder pain or like, you know, sore neck or something like the bath, like a good circulation helps that problem.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Well, what else do you have to say? Anything else to say about a bath? Because, you know, what well, we might
I love
well,
bath.
Yoko loves baths. Now, here's what we might do. You know, when we started this episode, I'm thinking, okay, we're going to get through all 17 of these quickly. But maybe, okay, look, I mean, we can always change. Maybe what we'll do, and I'm not sure, it just depends how the time goes. Maybe what we're going to do is get through half of them, because they're all really important, I think.
Okay.
And maybe we'll get through half, and then we'll do another episode with the other half. That would be just as valuable, because I'd rather give everybody a lot of information about each one as opposed to just give a quick list, go through real fast, and then not give enough information. So I think your way might be better, Yoko.
Okay.
So, okay, that's bath, right? So that's number one.
Good.
You want to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Number two, Yoko, I mean, I started doing this, I'm not even sure how long ago, because it wasn't one day that I just decided, okay, I'm going to start doing this, but it's probably gradual. But I think I'm getting much better at this now. And what I'm going to say is this. Number two is, I don't do stuff that I don't want to do. In other words, I've become really good at saying no. Mm. Because in the past, somebody who asked me to do them a favor, somebody who asked me to go to a certain party, to a certain business meeting, attend a certain conference, do something, and I'd always say yes,
mm-hmm.
or very often I'd say yes. And I found myself often in situations that I didn't necessarily want to be in. You know, we only have a certain amount of time in each day, and I think I overcommitted myself. And so what I ended up doing is I started getting really good at saying the word no,
mm-hmm.
very politely. But I think I'm very good at saying, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And ever since I started doing that, I think my life has changed.
Mm.
I feel my schedule is freer. Now, I've got a lot of work to do because I want to make my schedule freer, because I still think I overcommit. I do a lot of work.
Yeah.
I do a lot of stuff.
You're busy.
I'm busy, very, very busy. But I don't find myself in situations now that I don't want to be in. I think I'm much, much better at saying no. You know, look, let's face it. In the olden days, I would get invited somewhere, and I would always have to do it. I dread it. Once I accepted mm-hmm. the invitation, I dread going. I wouldn't want to do it. It's not me. But now I'm much better at saying no. So
mm-hmm.
ask me a question. Ask me if I want to do something with you.
Would you like to have dinner with me tonight?
No. No. Yoko, no, I don't have time. No, the answer is no.
No, but I know that point. I can understand the point, because I started to do massage business
uh-huh.
by myself. And in the beginning, I thought like I have to take all the clients who want massage,
mm-hmm.
you know, even like 7 people a day or whatever. But that was a mistake. Like I worn out.
You became worn out.
Yeah.
Tired.
And then tired. And then like tired means like I cannot provide good massage to the other clients, which is not good. So, but I felt guilty to say no to the client. That's
mm-hmm.
why like, okay, today I still have 1 more hour, you know, I don't need to sleep early or something like, and I just put many, many, many clients in the one day or something, but that wasn't good at all. And then like they don't expect me to do that either. They don't know my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So like I could have said no, I cannot do it today, but I can do tomorrow or something. Like I could manage it, but I couldn't manage because I couldn't say no.
So when you first started your massage business, anybody, anytime would call you, you would say yes. And anytime they wanted to come in, you pretty much catered to them and say yes. And they pretty much ran your schedule. But
right.
now you're in charge of your schedule. You're
yes.
in charge of everything you do. And you're
yeah.
okay saying no. And if they don't want to fit in when you want to do it, you know, I'm really sorry, but I can't see you when the time. I can't see you necessarily when you want to come in.
Right.
And how do you feel?
Well, I feel better and my body feel much better too. And I can provide better quality massage to everybody.
You're giving a much better service to the clients that can come in on your schedule.
Right.
Yeah. So so that's a really good example. So anybody that's listening, try to get really good at saying no to people, to things, to even if you have kids. When your kid, you do not have to say yes to your kids every time they want something. Believe me, be firm and learn how to say no, and you will be actually, I think you'll be more respected by being able to say no more. Mm-hmm. It's really changed my life around by, I feel like I'm totally in charge of my time. I'm doing the things that I want to do. Anything else with saying no?
No.
No. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. I'm about to save everybody some money and let them get a little bit healthier because, Yoko, my secret has been, we eat out a decent amount. We eat in restaurants a lot. And when I travel, I eat in restaurants a lot. Mm-hmm. And I try to eat as healthy as possible. One thing I found out is that when you order a drink in a restaurant, water is the best drink possible for two reasons. First of all, I still think water is the healthiest drink in the world. I love tea. Right now I'm drinking, let's see, this is, what kind of tea are we drinking now, Yoko? This is not chamomile. This is, what is it? It's some type of green.
Jasmine tea?
Green, organic green jasmine tea by a company called Numi, N-U-M-I, Numi Organic Tea. This is really tasty green jasmine. But so I think tea is very healthy, but I still think water is the best drink on the planet. No question about it. Water is the healthiest. So here's the thing. In a restaurant, I will always drink water. And not only is it the healthiest drink, but I'm saving money because a drink in a restaurant, now I would never drink soda. You know that, never. Mm-hmm. But if you order a soda, juice, or anything like that in a restaurant, I'm not even talking about an alcoholic drink. I'm talking about just a regular soft drink. It's going to cost you at least $2 to $3. Absolutely, maybe more, but in most restaurants, at least $2 to $3. So if you had a family of four people, every time you go out, everybody orders a soft drink, you're talking $8 to $10, $8 to $12 just for drinks. If you eliminated that and everybody drank water every time you ate out, you'd be saving about $10. Is $10 a lot of money? Well, it's not a ton of money, but add that up over a year, and mm-hmm. it comes to a lot of money. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
You're making too much noise around the mic, Yoko.
No.
You're making a little... I think my listeners are saying you're making too much noise. If you hear a little noise, that's Yoko moving her legs around.
No, you are squeezing your chair.
Okay, I apologize. Anyway, that's my healthy secret number three.
Okay.
Order water in restaurants. Number four... you're going to like this one. We have three cats. We give our cats so much love. And when you give love to animals, whether they're cats, whether they're dogs, whether they're, I'd say any type of animal, when you find a way to give love to an animal and they give love back to you, there's something so peaceful there. I can't really put it in words, but it's one of my secrets to life because it's really, really peaceful. Animals will love you regardless, really. If you know, they'll love you. But there's something about giving love back to them. It's really powerful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Like I started to like. Of course, I love cats, dog, like any animals all the time. But since we have three cats, like I one day. Somehow, like, I just started, like, telling them, I love you. Like, you know, I love you to husband or spouse or whoever. But, like, of course, everybody loves their own pets, right? But just, like, we have to tell them, I love you to the cat. And I believe they understand.
You do believe they understand. Not only do you tell our cats you love them, but you talk to them just like they're human beings. Like in other words, before we're going out, you tell them exactly when we're going to be home. If we're going out mm-hmm. for like a week, mm-hmm. you'll tell them to, I've heard you talk to them. You tell them we're going to be away. We're coming back Monday evening. Mm-hmm. Like they know what that means, but you think they do.
And I think so.
And also you tell them to protect the house.
Yeah. And I love you. And I love you. even, you know, I'm away, I'm gonna love you always. Like, I always tell them. But maybe they don't know exactly what means, but
they can feel it.
Yeah.
They can feel it.
Yes.
But it's not, but it's also getting the love back from the animals. Again, whether they're dogs or cats or any type of animal, getting the love back from them. It's been proven. Research has shown that people that own pets and love animals live longer. I mean, it's research. I mean, I'm just not making this up.
There are many like therapy animals too. Like they go to
like nursing homes and things like that. Yes.
Like that.
So, yeah, I mean that's absolutely one of our secrets to love an animal or animals, bond with them, get love back, put yourself on a certain level with them, and I really do believe that's going to make your not only fulfill your life, but I think it'll help you live longer and healthier. There's no question about it.
Because I think feeling happiness is the key of the life.
Yes, being happy. It really doesn't matter how much money you have, how successful your work is, because the bottom line is you got to feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a happy feeling every day or almost every day, I think that's the battle. That's what you need to do right there. That's going to give you the most fulfilling, healthiest life ever. There's no question about it.
Right.
Yep.
So that's why they are giving us like tons of happiness. So that like I want to treat them like respectfully. So that like if I were a cat, like, you know, I don't want my owner to just go by and then, you know, 1 month later coming back and then, oh, hi. Like, you know, I don't want to be like that. Like I would, if I were a cat, I would be upset. Like, where did you go? Why didn't you tell me? Like, you know, that's why I always tell them like what we're going to do or like, you know, how much I love you.
Mm-hmm. I think bonding with animals is there's something really special about that, and I think probably a lot of people can't really do that. But when you learn to do that, it's almost like a meditative state. I mean, you kind of put yourself on the level of an animal, and you're telling them you love them, and you're telling them when you're going to be back. There really is. It sounds a little hokey, but it's really, believe me, I'm telling you something. Believe me, it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I had this as one of my secrets, because I really really believe in it strongly. And you taught me a lot of this.
Yeah.
You did. You definitely did. Because I know in the old days, I would just leave the house and say, hey, bye, cats, or something like that. And you would say to me, no, you've got to go up to each and every cat and tell them personally, you know, you'll be back at a certain time. You know, I still love you. And, but and it really works, though. That's the thing. It really does work. Let's move on to number five, Yoko.
Okay.
Number five, I've got this little bottle right over here on the table. It's called, excuse me, I've got to rinse my mouth out with a little, I've got, my mouth is a little dry, and I've got to drink a little bit of this green jasmine tea. So Yoko, hang on 1 second. Okay, so I've got this bottle here. I've been taking these little capsules for as long as I can remember, for many, 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 many years. A lot of people ask me like what kind of supplements I take, and I don't take a lot of supplements at all. Maybe we'll talk more about that in a future episode, but there's one thing I believe in so strongly, and it's fiber. And I take this fiber. It's called Fiber Smart. It's by a company called Renew Life. And this is Fiber Smart with probiotics, a few other things in here, FOS, L-glutamine. It's gluten-free. It's psyllium-free. So it doesn't have psyllium in it. Me with organic flax fiber. This is the best brand that I've come across. And no, I'm not getting paid for this by the company at all. I believe in this. I order this through Amazon like anybody else does. But what this fiber does, it's, you know, look, let's face it. Being regular is part of a good, healthy program. If you are not regular, if you're constipated, if you're, it messes your whole system up, I believe. So I believe when you're taking fiber on a regular basis, cleaning your system out the way it should be, you're much, much healthier.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to comment on that, Yoko, I believe in this so strongly. I don't know what else to say about it other than if you're not using this, I would highly recommend it.
I don't use it, but like I try to do regularly.
Okay. I really believe in it. Okay. I just maybe, you know, I just like it. And all I can say, it's one of my secrets. I've been doing it for at least 2 decades, probably more. It's one of those things like green tea. I've been just using it so long. It's part of my lifestyle. One of my secrets. One of my secrets to life. And I just want to share it with everybody. It's called Fiber Smart. I take 3 capsules in the evening with a lot of water.
Okay.
Okay, let's go on to number 6 now. Number 6. This kind of goes back a little bit to our bath because in one of the things I use in the bath is this special soap that I found online a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It is probably the best soap I've ever used. You use it too? I think you use it.
Yeah.
It's by, what's the company called? I'm trying to think. It's, I've got it right online. Give me 1 second. I'm going to go check it because I want to make sure everybody knows about this soap. It comes from a company. We get it online. Hang on here. It is, oh yeah. Okay, I'm back. The company is called Sugarloaf Herb Farm. Sugarloaf Herb Farm. And it's actually, their website is one word, Sugarloaf Herb Farm, all spelled out, .com. It seems to me, because they've got a picture of the 2 people that own the company, it seems to me it looks like a retired couple, like an elderly couple. They're sitting out on these lawn chairs. Mm-hmm. That's their picture. It's in Pennsylvania. I love the soap there. So they've got a ton of different flavors. No, flavors or scents. Flavor. I'm going to call them flavors.
Smell
or scents. Whatever. I love the patchouli. The orange patchouli is really good. They've got some kind of fisherman's something that smells great. I think you can't go wrong with any of them. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think. What other ones do I get? There's a frankincense, which is very good. But this, I love the soap. They last long. They're about 4 ounces each. Very, very reasonably priced. And I'd say the funny thing is when I use this soap, Yoko, and I go somewhere, inevitably somebody says, Dave, you smell really good. So, I love it. One of my secrets to long life is soap by, Sugarloaf. What did I say? It's called Sugarloaf Herb Farm. Is that what I said it is? I want to make sure it's right. Hang on 1 second. I just said it, but I want to make sure I'm right again. Hold on. Yep. Sugarloaf Herb Farm. And again, I don't get paid a penny to say this. I'm just a regular customer of theirs like anybody else. But check them out. I love the soap. Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it. Let's go to number 7. And number 7 has to do with sleep and sleep schedule. I think this is a crucial thing that we need to be doing in our lives. And I will tell you this. I go to sleep fairly early every evening. I'm not one of these people that stays up late. But not only that, I try to be on a fairly strict schedule where I'm going to sleep kind of, you know, you can't do it exactly depending on commitments, but kind of the same time every night. And that's usually, would you say it's pretty safe to say that I'm in bed 9:30 every evening, somewhere around there, 9:30? Pretty safe?
Yeah.
9:30, 10 o'clock at the latest, but anywhere from 9 to 10?
Yeah.
But what happens is I get up early. I get up anywhere from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., something like that, depending on what time I went to bed. But I like to get 7 to 8 hours sleep at least, and I never set an alarm clock. I mean, never. My body rhythm and my body automatically gets up when it wants to get up, and it turns out to be somewhere in the 5 to 6 a.m. range. And, of course, I got my morning ritual. Now, I'll make an exception. The only time I ever set an alarm clock, ever, is when I have a very, very early flight out of an airport and I've got to get up like in an ungodly hour. And when I do that, I make sure I get to bed very, very early. But I set an alarm clock as a backup, even though I usually don't need it because still my body, I get up when I need to get up. And mm-hmm. But I just set that as a backup because I hate to miss a flight somewhere. That's not fun.
Right.
But anyway, I just really believe that I'm having a regular schedule of sleep and getting enough and going and keeping it the same time every day is again, it's one of my secrets to life. It mm-hmm. really is.
And I think I read an article or something, like between 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. is the most beneficial for your body. like maybe for your skin or like a, you know, how do you say, like recharge your body.
Mm-hmm. Like yeah. 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. You're saying those 4 hours?
Yeah, that's the very important hours.
Very important hours of sleep. So what happens if you get to bed at midnight instead of 10 p.m.? You're kind of missing two of those crucial hours, you're saying, right?
Right.
I find it very important. I find it, it's almost like I like to go to bed. Now, of course, it's not really possible, but it's almost, when we go backpacking, we pretty much go to bed when the sun goes down mm-hmm. and get up before the sun comes up.
Yeah, I like
so
it.
It's like your body's rhythm really wants to do that. Now, of course, mm-hmm. in these like these modern times with like artificial lighting and all the and
right.
all these entertainment things at night and things stay open late and you know our bodies have totally changed and kind of readapted to the fact that a lot of people stay up very late,
mm-hmm.
but I still don't think that's very good for the human body,
mm.
and I think as crazy as it sounds, I think the healthier people are the ones that are going to bed at a very reasonable hour and getting up earlier, and mm-hmm. instead of staying out late and partying. I'm convinced of that. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so should we go on to number eight?
Okay.
Number eight, we'll make this one a real quick one. I really believe, and I know you do too, believe in some type of sunscreen or sunblock. And that doesn't mean when we're going to the ocean or going skiing. It means every day.
Yeah.
I found that, and you know, Yoga, you know about this. Like a short time ago, my dermatologist found like a little kind of a little suspicious spot on my skin that she wanted to mm-hmm. take away biopsy, and it turned out to be a precancerous lesion. Now that doesn't mean it was not cancer. Don't get scared. Mm-hmm. But she said if I had left it there and not done anything with it, there's a chance it could have ultimately someday turned into cancer. So I'm really convinced that protecting your skin from the sun using a really good sunscreen every single day mm-hmm. is really important. You and I both use a very nice sunscreen/lotion on our faces every single day. I've started a while ago. You've been doing it longer than I have, but every day, I mean, every single day, even if it's raining outside, mm-hmm. I will still put a sunscreen on my face because I think it's really, really important.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you want, and also I'll tell you some in the show notes, we can each put down what we use. How's that?
Sure.
We'll put it in the show notes. Number nine. This is just, it makes so much sense, but a lot of people are not doing it. We have a limited amount of time in each day and each year. I'm going to say spend time with the people that you love. Life's too short to be wasting time. And it kind of goes back to the number two. But, you know, spend time with the people that you love and make it quality time and tell somebody that you love them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really important. And I'm telling you something, I'm convinced you'll be healthier that way instead of wasting time with people that are not important to you. You convinced of that, Yoko?
Mm-hmm.
Life's too short, isn't it? Get rid of some of the crazies.
Yeah, but I mean, yes, yes. And then like same as cats, that number four, it's important to tell them, you know, my family or my friend, like, thank you, or like, I love you.
Yes,
or
I agree with you.
It's very, very important. And then, like, you know, that makes them happy, maybe. And then that, how do you say? It's like a circulating.
Yeah, it's like a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Agree. So spend time with the ones that you love. You'll see your life improving. It sounds a little bit trite, but it really, really is true and it works. Let's go on to number 10. You'll love this one, Yoko. It's one of my secrets. I've been doing it for so many years. Before I even met you, I got to tell you, before I met you, my secret is eat Asian food as much as possible. I love it. It tastes great. And I believe it keeps you healthier than eating the typical, we're recording this in the USA. We've got listeners from all over the world, but predominantly my audience is North America, England, Australia, or just Canada. So predominantly English speaking countries that are, you know, pretty much eat, you know, pizzas, steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs. The list goes on and on and on. I just think Asian food is so healthy. I love it. Japanese first because you're Japanese. Japanese, of course, my number one. But I love Chinese, Thai food, Indian. What else? Korean. We love Korean tofu soup. It's just delicious. Yeah. It's healthy. Pho, which is Vietnamese noodle soup, and it looks like it's spelled P-H-O, pho. But those of you that want to pronounce it correctly, it's actually pho. It kind of goes up a little bit. Pho. It's delicious. And so it's a big, big bowl of noodle soup with a meat broth and some vegetables, and there's a lot of cool stuff in there. One of my secrets with pho is I ask for half portion of noodles, so I'm not eating. Now, the rice noodles, so there's no gluten, but I'm eating a half portion instead of a whole portion of noodles. Keeps you a little bit, keeps you know, makes sure you manage the weight a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. And also, don't drink all the soup.
That's a good secret. So in other words, just because you get a big bowl of it does not mean you have to finish the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, as the Japanese have some type of a philosophy, eat slowly, mm-hmm. talk a little bit, eat a little bit, drink a little bit. But one of the things the Japanese people say is eat till about you're 80% full.
Yeah.
And then your brain will, because your brain is always a little bit behind your stomach, and then your brain catches up. Mm-hmm. If you eat too fast, you eat actually a lot more than you think, a lot more than you should be eating.
Right.
But I'm getting back to the actual secret is as much Asian food as possible. Now, of course, there's unhealthy Asian food as well.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful about it. That right. doesn't mean you can eat
like
any
something fried. Yeah. Tonkatsu or something, you know, fried.
You got to be careful, of course. Yeah. But typically, if you go into an Asian restaurant, whatever it might be, Japanese, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, Indian, you're going to find some very, very healthy items on the menu that are, I think, absolutely delicious. And, yeah. and in my opinion, will keep you alive on this planet a lot longer than eating the typical food that we see most people eating, in my opinion.
I think so, too. And especially like when we went back to Japan this year, and since then, like I tried to cook as much as I could Japanese food, because like, you know, of course salad is good, but like Japanese food, we cook the vegetable and like a boil or like a hot pot or saute or like even without oil,
mm-hmm.
like fried, like we can have a lot of vegetable in a very small portion.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah, and delicious too.
Yeah, and then it's not heavy,
right?
So that like I recently I don't want to eat any kind of like I eat chicken and little fish, but I don't want to eat like red meat at all, because like I feel like maybe my body is getting little. Be older than before,
uh-huh.
so that like it's too heavy to take. Like okay, after I go to steakhouse,
mm-hmm.
like my stomach is so heavy. Like I cannot move at all, even though I try to eat like 80%. But mm-hmm. I feel very, very heavy.
Because steakhouses generally, let's face it, it's a very, very heavy meal. By the time right. you get the steak, by the time you get all the side dishes they give you, it's very heavy. Now, of course, I've talked about this in my broadcasts in earlier episodes, is when you go out to eat, immediately cut the portion in half, put half mm-hmm. in a to-go container. Still. But still, even with that, you're saying it's still too heavy for your steakhouse. That's why I think I never leave an Asian restaurant. I don't think ever feeling like I've eaten even too much.
Right.
I just feel really good, comfortable. Mm-hmm. Healthy, relaxed, leaving an Asian restaurant.
Right.
I love it. Love it. Now, one thing I'm going to say is that there's one particular type of restaurant. I know you can eat healthy there, but a lot of times I feel very, very full leaving. And I'm going to say what it is. It's a Mexican restaurant. I think it's, first of all, what they do, they put these chips in front of you. And even though I try not to eat them, they're tempting. I just think I have a tough time. I try to stay away from Mexican restaurants because I almost always leave saying to you, you know, I just felt like I ate too much there. It's just, I think it's and again, I think you can eat very healthy at a Mexican restaurant,
yeah,
but I think it's also very tempting. The chips, we should just say no chips. Just do not put any chips on this table.
No, I want chips.
You want chips? They're not healthy. They're not healthy.
Bit.
Maybe very few, very, very few. But I stick with the Asian restaurant. You know me, I think it's almost like, I wonder if you get sick of me, Because here we're in Colorado now, we're in Breckenridge, and it seems every evening I've got my favorite Chinese restaurant here. I just love it. Mm-hmm. I just love it. And I try to stay away. I don't eat pizza at all. So obviously the pizza restaurants are out, the hamburger joints, all that stuff. We just don't go to those places.
No.
We don't visit them. We try to visit the healthiest restaurants possible. Also a real plus is if it's organic, if they really care about the environment, if they treat their animals, before they're slaughtered with respect and things like that. That's a real plus in our books.
Mm-hmm.
Yoko, do you have anything else to say about restaurants, eating Asian food, anything like that? Since you're Asian, I think you might want to. Have we said it all?
Yeah.
Okay. Now here's what I want to do, Yoko. I've said we have 17 secrets. We've been through 10. We're getting to the point where if I give the other 7 right now, we're gonna have to really rush. Right? And I don't want to do that. I want to give them as much time and attention as they deserve. So I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna stop here at number 10. But on the next episode, we're gonna pick up and do not only 7 more, but I'm going to come up with 3 more bonus items. So we'll have another 10.
Okay.
And I think that'll be fair to my listeners because I kind of teased you at the beginning. Okay, 17 of Dave's secrets never talked about. And that's true. But I didn't realize how long it would take to get through these. Because again, I didn't want to just list them. Take a bath. Don't go ahead and say no. Order water in restaurants. When you do that, when you don't explain it well enough, it doesn't do it any justice. So I just want to give each one the amount of time they deserve. So Yoko, we will come back.
Okay.
And we will do 11 through, we'll have 20, 11 through 20. That'll be 20 of my secrets never talked about before on this podcast. Is that a deal? You're going to come back as my guest?
Sure.
Fantastic. So I guess, is there anything else we need to say before we close? I mean, I just want to say before, I don't know if you have anything, Yoko, but I just want to say to my listeners, I've said this before, but when I started this podcast, Slice Your Age, back in October of 2013, it was a hobby. It was something kind of fun. I didn't really know. I didn't know how many episodes I'd do. I did the first one. It was fun. I did number 2. It was great. But here we are on episode, I believe this is probably episode, I think it's 30, I'm sorry, no, 24 now, episode 24. We're into March now. And not only am I having so much fun doing this, teaching, I'm getting so much great feedback from my listeners. I try to answer every single email, every single post that comes out on Facebook. I try to answer everything. Sometimes I apologize if it takes a little bit longer because of my schedule, because I'm traveling, but I really try to get to every single one of you. But the success with this Slice Your Age podcast has been just greater than I ever imagined. I mean, right now, as we're talking, I've had close to 30,000 downloads of my program. That means 30,000 times people have listened to this, close to 30,000 listened to an episode, which is amazing. So I want to thank you, my listener, my friend, from the bottom of my heart, because I'm doing this, kind of taking my time to do it. I love it. I'm not getting paid to do it. As I said, it's kind of a hobby, but it's grown into something that I've never thought it would grow into. And I'm going to keep this going for a long time. I have a lot more to teach you. We're all in this together. And I just want to say thanks for slicing your age. We're going to be healthier for a long time to come. So I think, Yoko, unless you have anything else to say, do you? If you have anything else to say, if you do or don't?
I have, but it's going to be long.
It's going to be long?
No.
Go ahead. If it's important, you can take your time and say it, as long as it's important.
I want to say something to the listeners. I have been with Dave for 10 years so far. And in the beginning, I even couldn't run 1 mile. I was not eating well. And I was out of shape. Like, I was always active, but I couldn't say like I was healthy that time. But once I met him and he has such a healthy lifestyle, I think I'm healthy inside, like spiritually or emotionally. But body-wise, I wasn't healthy. But he has been helping me a lot. So as I said like I couldn't even run 1 mile, but now we do 4 marathons together, and we do backpack together, even like a 7 days backpack, so, and we ski every day, but I couldn't do it without him. So that I really believe that he can help you. So I think, you know, the listeners, I think you are listening good podcast.
Well, Yoko, I really appreciate you saying that. And I've seen you, we've been together 10 years, and I've seen you transform into somebody that, yeah, you were not a runner, you were not a skier, you were not a backpacker. But over a short amount of time, over the years, you've become, I have a tough time keeping up with you now on the ski slopes. You've become a great skier. We ski down double diamond slopes with big moguls, and sometimes I've got to keep up with you, and so you keep me going. So I appreciate that too. So but that was very kind of what you said, and I just want to keep this going. I not only I'm glad I changed your life, Yoko, but I want to change everybody's life that's listening to this, and I believe I can in one way or another. I can touch your life, even though I might not see you through this microphone. I know you're there, and I know you can do it. I'm giving you all the positive energy that I can give you. You can do this. You can slice your age. We're totally in this together. I'm with you. We're in this for the long haul, and I think this puts another episode in the books, but you better believe we'll be back really soon. We'll be back in 1 week to finish up my secrets that I've never talked about. We'll give you 10 more and probably a couple other little cool tips from Yoko as well. So goodbye, everybody. See you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.